obviously, and we will move forward with our next public hearing.
330.
That will be LD 339. Resolve to provide funds to the Maine Indian Education School District to develop a Wabanaki-centered curriculum. Representative Brennan.
Senator Rafferty, Representative Murphy, members of the committee. My name is Michael Brennan. I represent District 115, which is part of Portland. And today's a little bit of deja vu for me with this bill. It was introduced last 2 years ago, and it was carried over. And last year, it got voted off the appropriations table for $50,000. Unfortunately, it was one of those bills in the last day of the session, the 80, that never made it across the finish line. So I'm reintroducing the bill today. For those of you that were here during the public hearing 2 years ago, it'll be very familiar. The superintendent of Indian Schools is here to answer any specific questions you might have. But basically what it does is provide an allocation to the superintendent and to that school district to develop a Wabanaki-friendly curricula for students that are attending public high schools in the state of Maine. And as I note in my testimony, is that Native American students attend K through 12 school system that is primarily funded by, I'm sorry, K through 8, primarily funded by the federal government. However, for high school, they then tuition out to various high schools within that region. Unfortunately, the graduation rate for Native American students is substantially below the state average. The state average runs about 87%, and on numbers that were provided in 2017, the graduation rate for Native American students was 69%. So there's a noticeable difference, unfortunately, and if you read the report on high school graduation, it will also show that we haven't been collecting more recent data since 2017. That's another issue that we'll take up at another time. Anyway, the intent, or partially the intent of this bill, is to have that type of curricula high schools are attended by Wabanaki Native American students that would allow them to experience more cultural aspects of being Native American, and at the same time get credit and graduate credit towards high school graduation. There's currently a program at Callis High School, and again, Superintendent Naaman will be able to speak to that in more detail. So I hope this is a fairly limited amount of money that's being asked for, $100,000 in each year of biennium, but I think that it will have immediate and substantial impact on Native American students across the state of Maine. So thank you very much. And again, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions I can at this point.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Hagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'll give it. You want to?
Thank you, Representative. So I just want to, I guess I'm not seeing the impact in raising graduation rates by this program. Could you give me more on that, please?
Well, the allocation would allow for the development of a curricula that would then be piloted in 1, 2, 3 different school districts across the state of Maine, primarily in that region that are attended by Native American students. The one that they have in Callis is actually taught by a teacher who speaks Passamaquoddy and teaches a class in Passamaquoddy. So it's an opportunity for a student to continue to experience learning in their native language.
In their native language? So that should increase graduation rates?
That's the assumption that I would make. I can't show you causal effect at this point, but that's certainly the underlying assumption.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Hagan, would you take a moment to introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I will. Kim Hagan, good afternoon. I represent District 36 from Hamden and Newburgh. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Bagshaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative. And I don't know who this question is for. I was thinking about this while I was going through all the bills, maybe Director Bololin or the analysts for the work session. I just was wondering, with I am all for equal rights of everybody, and I just was wondering how much I would like a list of how much money from the federal government we've received over the past 5 years for DEI, and how much we've received from the taxpayers of Maine, and I would like a detailed list of how that money was spent.
Okay.
Thanks.
And Representative Bagshaw, I can tell you with 100% certainty that I cannot answer that question at this point. And that we'll work with the analyst and the department to answer that question as best as possible.
Thank you very much.
Representative Sargent and Representative Lyman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative, for bringing this bill back to us. I just want to also be clear about whether or not any high school could obtain the materials, the curriculum that basically will be developed by the district to be able to utilize, and hope that part of the dissemination plan would be at least for the department to make all districts aware that this resource existed, because although I think it would have a profound impact for young people to be able to see their own culture carried out in it, I think it would be good for the whole state.
Thank you for that question, Representative Sargent. And again, I'll leave it to Superintendent Naiman talk about some of the distribution issues. But essentially, I think the answer to your question is yes. At the same time, the intent is also to have the curriculum piloted in those schools that have a critical mass of Native American students so that they can have that experience. But certainly anything that would be replicable and any materials would be available to other school districts over time.
Representative Lyman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have two questions. One, I'm kind of curious how you weigh in on the Maine Principals Association opposition to this.
Representative Lyman, previously I introduced a bill and you asked a question, and I had not gone through the file beforehand to see who was speaking in opposition, and you did pick the one letter of opposition to ask me a question about. I did read all the letters this time, and you picked out the one letter that had some opposition to the bill. I have in fact read it, and I if you'd like, I can answer it, but they talked about they didn't think it was fair to have it in one school. That's not going to be in one school. It's a pilot program that would be involved in several schools, and as I said to Representative Sargent, the information would certainly be distributed across the state as appropriate and necessary. So I thought the letter in opposition was somewhat unfortunate and not terribly informed.
Well, thank you. But I read it here that it says it has to do with Maine being a local control state,
yeah,
for local school boards to determine curriculum. Right. And the other point wasn't that it was available in one school, that it seemed they were opposed to having only one district create curriculum that will
right.
then be disseminated. So that was
right. And there's nothing in this bill that mandates curriculum at all. So it totally leaves the decision about how the curricula is used to the local school district. So that again was kind of an off point part of the letter. And then secondly, I'm assuming that when they talk to one district, they're talking about the Indian district as a whole. The idea is again to be able to pilot this in two or three different public high schools that are attended by Native American students.
Thank you. My second question was the precedent that this sets, like by doing Wabanaki studies, how does that take into consideration our other groups of folks that contributed to the building of our state and our country? You know, if we're singling out
yep.
Wabanaki or African American,
yep.
why not the Irish? Why not, you know?
And I promised the chair I would not be too distracted or go on too much of my testimony during this, so I will do that. But there's another bill that just got printed that was referred to this committee last Thursday that will be scheduled for public hearing shortly. And it addresses that issue that you just raised directly. And I'd be more than happy to talk to you about that bill and about that issue.
Okay. Well, it seems like this would come up right in our
it will.
Public hearings
yes.
today
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Hagen had a question.
Thank you. I think Representative Lyman covered most of it. I know that this is in the main learning results, and we're local control, and
yep.
and it's been in the main learning results for quite a while. And when I look on the Department of Ed's website, there's many resources. So I'm not sure about the fiscal note and the needed the addition of
yep.
more curriculum,
yeah,
especially well, with our test scores that aren't really great.
Again, I've looked, and I agree with you. There are curricula on one side, but the intent of this is to try to align the curricula in a way and pilot schools. There might be two or three of those that a student could get credit and apply for graduation, and that it would be Wabanaki centered, Wabanaki sensitive.
I guess, may I follow up?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe that more of a liaison with the Department of Ed to develop that curriculum for their resources
that,
would be
that will absolutely
would be more beneficial for all schools?
Well, again, at this particular point, as a pilot in this initiative, and I'll leave it up to Superintendent Naiman to talk about it a little bit more, my intent is to provide a pathway for Native American and Wabanaki students within the high schools that they're attending, a Wabanaki-sensitive and friendly curricula. And that, at some point, can be extended across the state. But the initial intent, as you've already pointed out, is hopefully to impact the curriculum in a way that facilitates greater graduation rates.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Yes, Representative Mitchell.
Thank you, Mr.
I'm sorry,
Chair.
Representative Murphy. I...
You tried. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. Question. The part of the bill, the funding for, it includes transportation. Do you know if that is defined for simply getting to school and back, or could some of that transportation be used for funding, say, a field trip to other schools that once they learn some things, they could then disseminate
yep.
it to other schools?
And again, Superintendent Naiman be able to answer that a little bit better, but the idea possibly would be is that, again, there's one teacher at Calais High School who teaches a course now in Passamaquoddy. She then might be traveling to another school, and that would cover her transportation costs.
Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And
thank
I look forward to the work session. What?
Turn on that monitor down there.
In front, he asked you would. Thank you very much, Representative.
Oh,
thank
oh.
you.
You got it.
That might be on my technological.
Pressing the button. Thanks.
Would you like to speak in support?
Mayor?
Yes.
Distinguished Chair, Senator Rafferty, Representative Murphy, and members of the Education and Cultural Affairs Committee. Thank you for the opportunity to testify in support of LD 339, resolved to provide funds to Maine Indian Education School District to develop a Wabanaki-centered curriculum. I am Dr. Reza Naiman, Superintendent of Maine Indian Education, and I speak today not only as an education administrator, but as an advocate for education equity and cultural preservation. I wanted to express my thanks to Representative Brennan for continued support of our Wabanaki communities. Maine Indian Education District serving Wabanaki students in grade pre-K to 8, with our students in grade 9 to 12 being tuitioned out to local high schools. So you may talk about 112 students being tuitioned out to over 20 different high schools in the area. We have three schools, elementary schools, Indian Township School, that serves the Passamaquoddy students, as well as the Zabaik Elementary School. And we also have Penobscot Indian Island School that's in the Indian Island. So they're geographically, they're far away from each other. Now, we do have one, as Representative Brennan mentioned, we do have one class, Passamaquoddy Language and Culture class, that currently is taught at Calais High School. taught by a distinguished educator, Lynn Mitchell, from Calis High School. Now, our students, when they go through the curriculum and they get go to the local high schools, they've navigated an education system that rarely reflects their heritage, history, or ways of knowing. This bill represents a critical step toward addressing this long-standing imbalance. A Wabanaki-centered curriculum is not merely a cultural enrichment. It is an educational necessity. Research consistently demonstrates that when students see themselves and their cultures represented in educational material, they experience increased engagement, stronger academic outcomes, and a more positive sense of identity. For Wabanaki students, such a representation has been woefully inadequate. Our existing curricula offered by our schools, other than the one that we offer at Maine Indian Education, presents indigenous histories as sidebar to a predominantly European-American narrative. The rich contributions, sophisticated knowledge system, and continued presence of Wabanaki peoples are frequently minimized or omitted entirely. This not only deprives our Native students of seeing their heritage accurately reflected, but also denies all Maine students a complete understanding of our Maine complex history and cultural makeup. With the funds provided by LD 339, we would develop a comprehensive, grade appropriate material that integrates Wabanaki languages, stories, and traditional ecological knowledge, present accurate historical narratives that include Wabanaki perspectives, highlight contemporary Wabanaki contributions to Maine and beyond, provide teachers with the professional development to effectively implement these materials. The initiative aligns with the Maine commitment to education equity as outlined in the state's strategic education plan. It also supports compliance with the LD 239, which mandates the teaching of Maine Native American history and culture in our schools. Moreover, this project would create valuable employment opportunities with Wabanaki communities, as we would prioritize hiring tribal members with relevant expertise and curriculum developers, consultants, and cultural advisors. The requested funding requests a modest investment with far-reaching benefits. Beyond the immediate educational impacts, a Wabanaki-centered curriculum would help preserve vital cultural knowledge, foster greater cross-cultural understanding among all Maine students, and serve as a model for culturally responsive education nationwide. I urge the committee to support LD 339 and make this important investment in cultural equity, cultural preservation, and academic excellence for all Maine students. I also wanted to mention my support for LD 957, which also has a stronger cultural relevancy into curriculum. It's important for us to have relevancy and relationship within the body of our curriculum. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Any questions? Representative Lyman has one.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First off, I would love to have a copy of your testimony, whether it's emailed or
I'd be happy
copy
to.
Would be very appreciated.
I was trying to make 20 copies, but they told me I have to go to Staples.
Oh,
I didn't have to, but I would definitely do that.
And I would like some clarification in the summary of the bill. It says that the $100,000 for each year in the 2026-2027 biennium to the Maine Indian Education School District to develop and implement. So is the money going to this one school to develop curriculum?
It's a district. Maine Indian Education District is centered in Calis in a beautiful Wabanaki Culture Center. First floor, we have a Native American museum. We also have, as you mentioned, curriculum that was developed by folks that, like, example, in Portland Public Schools that were involved. The target point for the Wabanaki studies that they developed was non-Native students. The focus on this one is all Native students. What we have issue with is our students, when they graduate to go to ninth grade and we tuition them out to 20 different schools, it's very difficult to track their academic and emotional progress. And also the issue is the relevancy at the curriculum that they're offering at the local school. The purpose of this is to combine all the resources, including the Maine Department of Education, the Wabanaki Studies, and the center that we have to provide not only a curriculum, but also be able to offer teachers to come on site to not only go through the museum, but also have the virtual as well as the verbal history of the culture and lessons that developed per grade level. One of the good things about this curriculum is it will be developed by the Wabanaki teachers and folks that are Native Americans, and there will be grade level focus on lesson plan and its alignment to the Maine learning results. When we developed Maine Core, I don't believe there was a representation from Native Americans. So what I present is a Wabanaki core that would allow our students to take courses that are relevant to their culture and history. So in order for them to graduate, they have to take courses in history, music. So what we propose is to have them to have an opportunity for them to take courses that that's more relevant to the music, art, relevant to the language, the Passamaquoddy, Penobscot, or Wabanaki language, and the feeling of being engaged and connected. So the answer to the question of whether offering this would help improve the graduation rate, it improves the graduation rate because the students will feel they're connected and they're being involved. And so are the teachers too. So it's a matter of offering a curriculum that's rigorous, relevant, and is built on relationship. And I think that's what we're missing with some of our kids in local schools. And that's why I support also other initiatives that bring more cultural relevancy to it. But
so a follow-up, please.
Yes.
Because I think I heard you say that this fiscal note is going to the cultural center at Calis for this curriculum work, correct?
So, let me clarify, if I may. Maine Indian Education has a district, as a Maine school district, mm-hmm. has offices, central offices in Calis, which is mm-hmm. a cultural, Wabanaki Culture Center. And that in that building, there's also a first floor museum. Mm-hmm. So when we integrate that through the three schools and engage all the culturally relevant courses, what we're saying is they'll be able to come visit the center and have a museum also engagement with that.
So the answer is yes.
To the district, not to the building. It goes to the Maine Indian Education District.
Which is within that cultural center.
Which is centered, housed in Wabanaki Culture Center.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have Representative Sargent and Representative Hagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Superintendent, it's nice to see you again. Thank you for your good work. I am somewhat familiar with the course in Calis, but I want to make certain I understand that in building the curriculum, that course might indeed be a part of the overall curriculum. But in addition to that, you would build different components, whether it be arts, music, or you know, local history or whatever, that would then be offered. I mean, are you going to select the other this pilot schools? Are you going to invite any school that has Native students if they want to participate? How are you going to make those selections for the schools?
I think our goal is once we develop this, it's open to all Maine schools and all Maine teachers and all Maine students. And having that open to provide resources to gather in one place with the cultural relevancy and the museum, it makes more sense. So the answer to your question, yes, is open to all.
Thank you. I have Representative Hagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for being here. So I'm just trying to understand, because we Wabanaki studies are, it's in the learning results as is. And it's supposed to be being taught throughout. So I'm hearing a couple of things. I want you to put me in the right direction.
Sure.
I'm hearing that you want to enhance the studies that are being required by the main learning results, or are you suggesting different graduation requirements for Native students?
If I may make a 2 points, one is the target point of non-tribal students. And non-tribal students, I'm talking about all, my apologies, all schools in Maine. And that purpose of the Wabanaki study was to expose everyone to that. Our goal is to address our kids, the Maine Indian education, students that leave after grade 8 and move to the 12 different high schools, and we lose track of them. We don't know their academic and emotional progress. Our goal is to develop this curriculum to model the one course, the one class that is taught by Lynn Mitchell that did a presentation here. That one class is in Calais High School. We have 20 students with the waiting list that are Native Americans. And what is that has done, it helped our students to be engaged more in that one class, for the kids to be more engaged and to stay in school. Our Native American high school students are not only dropping out, but they need significant challenges that need to be addressed. So Native American students here are not, if I may, part of a DEI. They're the first people that were here. So when we talk about Native American students, we're talking about people that lived in that land from the beginning. So it has nothing to do with the diversity of them. So we'll be talking about belonging to the land that they were in. And having a culture. It's more relevant.
Thank you, sir. Other questions from members of the committee? Representative Mitchell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much, Superintendent. Whereupon I will reveal my lack of knowledge of Maine Native Americans here. The Wabanaki curriculum, will it be inclusive of all the different tribes in Maine, or how will
yes.
it cover? Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none, sir. Thank you very much for your testimony. Thanks for being
Thank
with
you.
Us. Anyone else that would like to testify relative to LD 339? Any in favor?
Can I come to speak?
Yes.
Sign in here first.
Please.
Thank you, Senator Rafferty and Representative Murphy and the other members of the chair. I did not plan to speak on this bill, but having heard the superintendent and plan on speaking on another one later, I think something that I hadn't heard in the questions and didn't hear from the sponsor of the bill either was the role that the state of Maine plays in educating the Wabanaki with the 1980 Maine Land Claim Settlement Act, the federal government relinquished its guardianship, legal guardianship, to the state of Maine, which I understand to then be the state of Maine's responsibility for K through 8, which is being upheld. But beyond 8th grade, it doesn't sound like that guardianship role of the state is being carried through. So it's not, is my understanding, for all students of the state of Maine to have this curriculum. It's not for the funding to go to a curriculum that is used for all students of the state of Maine. It's for the state of Maine to fulfill their obligation as the 1980 Maine Indian Land Claim Settlement Act requires the state of Maine to do, to uphold that responsibility and to provide for those students the education that they deserve. It's different for any other student in the state of Maine. I teach high school social studies at Cape Elizabeth High School. it's different for every other student in the state of Maine to transition from kindergarten, eighth grade into high school than it is for a student that is educated through the Indian schools to then come into a Maine high school. And I think that's the purpose of this bill, is to make sure that those students have the proper supports and the cultural heritage connection to be able to continue and fulfill their education here in the state of Maine. That's my understanding. I just wanted to make sure that that point was made. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Thanks very much.
Could you introduce yourself? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm nervous. Thank you. My name is Michael Young. I live in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. And I also have some familiarity with Representative Carlo because I started my teaching career at Bonnie Eagle. And he looks very similar, as he also wore a suit and carried a briefcase in those days. So it's good to see you again, Representative Carlo.
Thank you. Representative Sargent.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for being here, Mr. Jones. And maybe this is also hopefully not too difficult to obtain for our analyst, but I'm interested in, we know that our tribal nations here in Maine are treated differently than all of the 500 federally recognized other Native tribes. I'm interested in how many of the tribes or the nations basically have situations where they provide the schooling at K through eight, but then the then their students basically are disseminated and spread out and disparate into the regular kinds of schools. So I think it would be interesting to see whether or not our challenge is unique, or if there are a lot of other nations that have to do that.
I'm not an expert on that, but I will say that I'm currently finishing up a graduate certificate through Montana State University in Native American Studies. And Montana State University is a state-funded university that has, in the last 10 years, dedicated itself to having a cultural center and a cultural awareness of their student body, which is Montana having a very large Native American population. And to the point of graduation, it has had an increase. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I could probably find them, or somebody could find them for you. Had a significant increase in graduation rate at Montana State for their Native American students, because they have had a center that is dedicated to them and a curriculum that offers them the opportunity to continue with an education that is culturally appropriate. And then also the larger impacts that they have for the students, especially young students, where Native Americans do face the highest suicide rate of any other group in the United States. And not having the cultural connection and feeling disconnected from that is something that they've seen there at their university as being a byproduct of having that attention and having that support for them, which again is unique.
Representative Lyman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess to build off from Representative Sargent's question, I guess I'm interested in understanding maybe the differences between where the responsibility is held for those, the teaching of the their culture. I was considering, maybe assuming that within their culture, there are organizations and systems built in for them to embrace with the children and the continuum of ages, the teaching of their language and their culture, that it's not outside of their culture that's going to do that teaching. Do you understand where I'm trying to see where does that lie? Who's best to teach that to a people of any kind? Is it the people themselves, or are we asking that of, you know, cultures outside of their own?
Again, I'm not an expert on this, and I don't have the answers for that. My understanding with this bill in particular is it is to provide the support for those students in particular to be able to advance through high school and have a successful educational experience. And this bill in particular is not meant for the education of the rest of the students of Maine. That's actually the other bill that I came here to support today, was to provide the education for all students of Maine, whether native or non-native, because that is true that the cross-cultural education is critical for us as a people to get along. And so that's the other bill I plan to speak on. And it sounds like this one, which I wasn't aware was being spoken of today, is addressing a different concern of the state, which is the state's responsibility to provide for those students that that don't have that cultural support and whose culture is in peril without having the proper education for each generation going forward.
Thank you.
And I do apologize if I step on anything or if I'm, again, I'm not an expert. I just wanted to speak in support.
Representative Mitchell, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This question is probably for the analyst, maybe in coordination with you. Can we get the data that you mentioned about the Montana schools having schools for the Native tribes there and the education, the graduation rates increasing? Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, thank you very much for your testimony. Thanks for being with us. Sounds like we'll see you again later. Anyone else who would like to speak in support of the legislation? Anyone like to speak in opposition? Anyone neither for nor against? And we do not have anyone registered online at this time, so I will close the public hearing on LD, 339. Thank you very much. And we will open our next public hearing, which is LD 957.